You're listening to SBS News.
Nearly two dozen world leaders are in Malaysia's capital of Kuala Lumpur for the three-day ASEAN summit. Trade, security and Donald Trump are dominating discussions at the 47th summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. In an opening address, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim stressed the importance of dialogue during difficult times.
Across regions, we see rising contestation of growing uncertainty. These crosswinds test not only our economies, but our collective resolve to keep faith in cooperation, to believe that understanding and dialogue can still prevail in a divided age.
The summit has already seen the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia reach an expanded ceasefire deal. An outbreak of violence along the Thailand-Cambodia border in July prompted the worst violence in years, killing dozens of people and displacing thousands. Thanking United States President Donald Trump for overseeing the deal, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet says he looks forward to continuing support from international partners.
Cambodia reaffirms a strong commitment to fully and faithfully implementing these joint declarations and to continuing to work closely with Thailand and all our partners to ensure that this peace endures and brings tangible benefit to our people.
The US President's attendance at the summit comes as his administration's foreign policy continues to be increasingly protectionist. Southeast Asian nations are among the worst hit by US tariffs, with Thailand, Malaysia and Cambodia all subject to a 19% export levy on goods going to the US. Visiting the sidelines of ASEAN, Mr. Trump finalised trade deals with all three, as well as a framework agreement with Vietnam. As the US administration works to weaken China's grip on the global supply of rare earths, deals involving critical minerals were signed with both Thailand and Malaysia. Addressing leaders at the summit, Mr. Trump says the US intends on being a strong partner to the region.
In addition to the agreement with Malaysia this week, we're also signing or nearing completion on trade deals with many other Indo-Pacific partners, from Cambodia to Japan to South Korea. We're delighted to forge richer partnerships on energy, technology, artificial intelligence, critical minerals and other industries. The United States is having its golden age.
The ASEAN grouping comprises Indonesia, Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore, the Philippines, Laos, Malaysia, Brunei, Myanmar and Cambodia. This year, the 10-member grouping will induct Timor-Leste as its 11th member, the first in over two decades. Malaysia's Anwar Ibrahim says Timor-Leste will find support within the group.
Its place here completes the ASEAN family, reaffirming our shared destiny and deep sense of regional kinship. Within this community, Timor-Leste's development and its strategic autonomy will find firm and lasting support.
Also visiting Malaysia for the summit, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says jobs and security within Australia will be his focus.
We have worked to make it easier for the economies of Southeast Asia to invest in Australia. We've streamlined business visas and improved access and flexibility for frequent business travellers. And we're reforming our foreign investment regime, creating a single front door so it's easier for major investors to meet regulatory requirements and navigate government processes so that capital flows into good job-creating projects sooner. Our $2 billion Southeast Asia Investment Financing Facility is providing financing solutions to support investments in the region.
On the summit sidelines, the Prime Minister also met Japan's newly elected Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi. Ms. Takaichi told Mr. Albanese their two nations should lead efforts to create a free and open Indo-Pacific. Mr. Albanese says he's also looking forward to soon welcoming Ms. Takaichi to Australia as part of the annual Leaders' Dialogue. Sydney Lang, SBS News.